USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are back at work on Capitol Hill, struggling to find bipartisan consensus on a massive emergency stimulus package. Speaker of the House Mitch McConnell says Democrats are trying to take advantage of the situation.
Democrat special interest friends want to squeeze employers while they're vulnerable. Squeeze these employers while they're vulnerable. I'd like to see Senate Democrats tell all American seniors who've seen their hard-earned retirement savings literally melt away that they're continuing to hold up emergency measures over tax credits for solar panels.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams says you need to stay home and that Americans need to understand the seriousness of the pandemic. Adams believes things are only going to get worse before they get better. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Krupp, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestKnown.com.
Average gasoline prices across the country have continued to plummet, with the national average down 14 cents to $2.08 a gallon. That's some 54 cents lower than a year ago. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Oil prices continue to be under heavy selling pressure due to the reduction in demand because of the coronavirus. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump will go even lower.
Motorists need not be in any hurry to fill up, as the national average will likely plunge another 25 to 40 cents per gallon, likely falling under $2 a gallon in the week ahead, while then setting its target on 166 per gallon. That's the lowest level we've seen since 2016.
Zillow is suspending home buying nationwide. Zillow Group Incorporated says it's halting its service in all 24 markets in response to local and public health orders during the COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
It's back to the drawing board for Congress, as they were unable to reach an agreement Sunday on a $1 trillion-plus stimulus package that gives cash to families and keeps small businesses afloat during the coronavirus pandemic. Democrats complained at the Senate's plan to set aside $425 billion for loans to select companies and industries, dubbing it a slush fund. Former Speaker of the House and Fox News contributor Newt Gingrich tells Fox News the Democrats have some problems on their hands.
What you have now is a power struggle where Pelosi and Schumer believe they can blackmail the president into accepting really dumb ideas. Again, I think there's some things you negotiate, there's some things you can work out. But I personally do not want to see a Trump, McConnell, McCarthy team that are blackmailed by Pelosi and Schumer and give in.
An old-fashioned way to see a movie is once again popular. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The drive-in theater is once again experiencing a boom. With nearly all of the nation's movie theaters shuttered due to the coronavirus pandemic, some drive-in owners think it's a unique position to give moviegoers a chance to do something out of the house while keeping distance from others. It's estimated in the U.S. there are just over 300 drive-ins left in the country. It's about the only place left you can go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.